Random House Audio presents Facing the Wave, A Journey in the Wake of the Tsunami, by Gretel Ehrlich. Read for you by Sumali Montano. There are two journeys in every odyssey, one on worried water, the other crouched and motionless, without noise. Derek Walcott. The Swimmer. Mizu no Michi, The Path of Water. How one swims in it and what it teaches along the way. A wave rises from a seismic rip in the seafloor. It spreads out low and travels at jet speed, mounting up as it hits shore. In Kamaishi, Japan, a 40-year-old fisherman is caught by the first 30-foot-high tsunami wave to enter the narrow harbor after the 9.0 earthquake that hit northeastern Japan that March 11 day. Kikuchi-san was driving when his car was almost shaken off the road. 6 minutes later, he turned toward his parents' house to rescue them, knowing that a tsunami would come, but his father was going the other way, bicycling toward the harbor. "Don't go there," Kikuchi-san yelled out, but the elderly man didn't hear. By the time Kikuchi-san caught up with him, his father had climbed the seawall and was clutching a steel ladder, facing the sea. Kikuchi-san remembers a roar. Water was receding, surging backwards until the ocean floor lay exposed. "We've got to get out of here," Kikuchi-san yelled, but his father didn't move. The roar intensified. A white line appeared at the horizon. The wave was coming fast. As Kikuchi-san climbed up to get to his father, water came at him. His father shook his head, refusing to budge. One last look, then the young fisherman jumped off the wall. When he turned back, his father was gone.